Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, assistant professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop and author of the collection A Healthy Interest in the Lives of Others. I'm joining you on this wonderful June day with a few recommendations of books that celebrate the brilliant resilience of LGBTQ plus writers. These are a few of my personal favorites, From Me to You with Pride. First, if you haven't read Nightwood by Djuna Barnes, it's a classic. Though be warned, this 1937 novel is not for the faint of heart. You will be sucked into the vortex of Robin Vogt, mysterious wanderer, maybe an alcoholic, who is loved by two women, Nora and Jenny, while also married to Felix the Baron, all of whom, along with Dr. Matthew Mighty Grain of Salt Dante O'Connor, are rendered in Barnes's lavish and sublime prose. Most editions include the book's original introduction, written by the poet T.S. Eliot. It's a wild view of Paris in the early 1920s, with sentences that insist on your breath. Born in 1892, Djuna Barnes was an artist, illustrator, journalist, novelist, and poet. But let's say you're more interested in reading a life alongside shifting cultural and political movements. Then pick up Audre Lorde's Zami, A New Spelling of My Name. Audre Lorde was a poet, essayist, philosopher, intersectional feminist, activist, and, I'll just say it, a national treasure. In her biomythography, her neologism, Lorde writes about growing up in Harlem in the 30s and 40s as a child of Black West Indian immigrants. By the 50s, she's going to gay girl bars in New York where everything is underground and constantly shifting. The violence is real, the racism relentless. Yet so is the care these women give each other. First published in 1982, Lorde wrote Zami with the full power of her political consciousness, which embraces relentless compassion for herself and others. If you like strangely optimistic queer dystopias, however, I'd like to recommend Katie Jean Schinkel's Ruination, published by Spite and Dival in 2018. In a world of super weather events and war, the mothers are taken away while the men listen to someone called the Prophet, who's more concerned, it seems, with power than real leadership. And the girls? Well, they begin to sprout plants from their bodies, mushrooms, sunflowers, Queen Anne's lace, monk's hood, honeysuckle. The government establishes a center for eradication, though the book ends with plants lined up like lists of warriors. As words, they persist. So does Katie Jean Schinkel, a writer and poet who currently lives in Texas. Finally, if you're into meta-narratives that consider the space between life and fiction, I recommend My Lesbian Novel by Renee Gladman, a writer and artist who lives in New England. Published in 2024 by Dorothy, My Lesbian Novel begins with Gladman's desire to write something unlike her previous books, which feature more feeling with movement than plot. Now Gladman wants to write a romance novel where people meet and linger together. So she does, but the two people are an interviewer and Renee, I and R, as the book takes the form of an interview about writing with periodic interruptions of the imagined novel, a slow romance. I love the intellectual play and erotic preciseness of Gladman's prose. Listener, I hope one of these gems appeals to you. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with the UNO Writers' Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.